morning. Welcome, everyone, to Mount Calvary. First off, my husband said I couldn't tell any jokes because I never get them right, so I'm not going to say any.
Amen. Okay.
That, you're supposed to laugh at that. But we're so glad to have you all in the service today. We're so glad to see Brother Joe Klein, and we're glad to see Herbie back here and everyone in this service today. First off, we're going to start off the service with Roger, who's going to read Psalms 23.
Good morning. This is the Psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen. How many know that the Lord is your shepherd today? We are his sheep, and he watches over us. This morning, we just have a lot of things going on. We're going to be sharing today, and we have one pastor, but then it takes all of us up here to make up one pastor. What can I say? He wanted everyone to tell you that he misses you all this morning, but he is having a good time. So we miss our pastor, so let's remember him in prayer. Today, we got Brother Harold. He's going to sing for us right now.
I wandered again to my home in the mountains, where in youth's early dawn I was happy and free. I looked for my friends, but I never could find them. I found they were all rank strangers to me. Everybody I met seemed to be rank strangers. No mother or dad, not a friend could I see. They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me. They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven, where no one will be everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger. No mother or dad, not a friend could I see. They knew not my name, and I knew not their faces. I found they were all rank strangers to me. I found they were all rank strangers to
Brother Harold, will you stay there and sing the other song that Sylvia requested? Can you do that for us?
Okay.
Thank you. Miss Ruby wanted that song sung. And then Miss Sylvia, where are you, Miss Sylvia? Raise your hand. I know you're always a little shy.
Doing too.
Just like me. That was good. That was good. But he's going to sing the one Sylvia asked for him to sing also.
The railroad?
Railroad to heaven.
Railroad to heaven.
Life's railroad.
If y'all remember when we had the thing out there, Miss Ruby spoke in the cemetery, that was when she spoke out and said, "Well, Harold, I know you know that song." I heard the song. I did not know that song. That song really was for her today. I'm so sorry she's not here. So. Life is life, the mountain railroad.
At this time, we're going to have Brother Marnell come up and sing for us. We always love to hear Brother Marnell sing. We miss him when he's not with us. Don't you take that paper, Harold.
I didn't take that paper, Harold. I got it.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Salvation, purchase of God.
Everyone, and I'm looking forward to getting a little bit stronger, and hopefully I'll just keep coming back again. Thank you.
Okay, got another one. Today we're sharing. That's what we're doing. Today we're sharing. And we're so glad that Brother Joe's with us today, too. Brother Joe, can you just say something?
Thank the Lord I've been able to be here today.
Amen.
I've missed being here several weeks, but it's always good to be home with.
Amen. Amen. We miss Brother Joe, too. We want to make a couple of announcements. We want to let you know that on the 28th, that's this Friday, the Taylors are going to be with us. We hope that our church family can come and join in with us. 7 o'clock, the MCC singers sing, and then they'll be singing at 7:30. choir practice on Wednesday at 7. Let's remember also our brother Don Hartzell will have his service here on the 29th at 2 o'clock. If you would be so kind to bring your favorite/dish dessert, we would really appreciate it. We're going to be having the sandwiches or whatever the powers that be decide to do. We were talking, and it just seems like we're not getting anywhere. But anyhow, it'll be all good. So we want to come and honor his homegoing. And if you try to be here at 2 on the 29th. At this time, Dave Christie is going to come up and do a little song for us.
Why don't you come play a song, brother? Come over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Song about the light,
the light
and God.
Oh, okay, I saw the light.
Do you want me to sing it?
You can do whatever
you
want.
Sing and play anything you want. Just
anything you want.
It don't matter. Where's your mic, brother?
Oh, we have the words. No birthdays now. Oh, yes, we do. We got Brother Joe Klein. Oh,
while
my Lord.
While he's searching, let's do this. That's a great idea.
I'm sorry. I mean, of all...
Happy birthday to Brother Joe. Happy birthday to Brother Joe.
Happy birthday, dear Joe.
Happy birthday to you.
One more time. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
Brother Joe Tippett, we're going to sing. He's got something to... We're going to be his backup singer.
It was a warm summer night. Many years ago. And I was walking out to the mailbox to get the mail, of course. And about halfway there, I just looked up. And The moon was just full and bright. The stars were twinkling all around. Not a cloud in sight. And I just stood there and I just marveled at this fantastic world that we live in. I mean, look what God built for us here. Well, when I got back inside, I went down to my desk and I wrote this song. I hope you like it. It's called "I Thank God for the Roses."
Talking about just for 5 minutes.
Wait, 5 minutes?
That's all you get.
No.
Okay. We say, and then God says, we say, I can't figure it out, but God said, I will direct your steps. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all my ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I got this. First off, I got to say Hattie's doing a great job today. She really is. This is my share. Sorry, Bob. This is my share. And and God has been good. And she's reading part of that. And of course, when I, especially Proverbs, when I look at that, it's hard for us, a lot of the folks that are in this room, this church today, when we're going through things to see things with the eyes of God. We see things through our own eyes, and sometimes it's really tough. So when I hear you say that verse, it really is hard to see. And we have to look through God's eyes in those moments, you know. Come on.
And I was saying, like, there's times that it's hard for us to trust in the Lord, especially if we lose a loved one or one of our family members are sick or we have disappointments. We don't understand, but we still have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed and continue to lean on Him. And if we trust in Him, He said He would direct our paths. And we believe today that God will let you know what path you are going, if you're going down the straight path or the wrong path. He said to keep your heart open and listen to His voice. We commit ourselves to Him and acknowledge that He is the King of Kings. And the next one we have is, I can't do it. But God says, you can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I think, Pastor Charlie, we've been for the last two or three Sundays, I believe, we're speaking on this. I can do all things. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Terry?
That is one of my favorites right there. I have a favorite, but that is one of my favorites right there, because if we need to find strength, and I'm going to be really blunt, we can't find strength in the world always. We just can't find it. I think it's written in the book about that. So if we want to find strength and faith and trust, we have to trust in the Lord. That's where it begins, and that the ultimate picture is that's where it ends. Of course, for us, life goes on and on, but I love that too.
And Paul describes that he has gone through times of great need. But he continued, what did he do? Keep his eyes on. Who did he keep it on? God. Christ. Amen. He said, and we may have trials in our lives, but remember, God will give you the strength to continue to lean on Him. And then we have the last one. I told you it was going to be short and sweet. Nobody loves me. But who loves you? God loves you. In John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world. Say it with me, church. You all can say it that. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Let me answer that. Now, this is my favorite right here, 3:16. And there's a great reason why 3:16 is my favorite. This is the date, that Jennifer and myself became saved by the Lord, 3:16, March 16. And it's ironic the way that happened. But if some of you, I don't know if you get my emails out. I don't know if Sherry gets it or not. But I send my emails out in the morning when I'm doing all my work. And some of you get it, some of you don't. But the signature email that I have, it goes out at 3:16 in the morning every morning when I send it out. Because, ding! What is that? Terry Lee again, right? Terry Lee again. But 3:16, that is the date. And for us, I'll give you a little bit about this, but we were saved in 2003, 2 years before Hurricane Katrina. And we're coming up on 14 years since Hurricane Katrina, and 16 years since being saved. And you know, when you become saved, one of the first things we think about is, boy, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I'm saved. Everything's coming my way. I'm going to have money. I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to win the lottery. That's going to be it. I'm going to have everything I ever wanted. I'm going to have new pianos.
Well, God provided.
This is good. He waited 16 years to show me.
That's right.
The truth. But truly, 3:16 is very important and special to Jennifer and myself. It is.
But back to John 3:16, it is probably the most popular verse in the Bible. He loved us so much that He sent His Son to die on the cross to save us from sin. The verse gives us the glorious hope of eternal life when we can ask Him to be our Lord and Savior. So today, it's just short. It's like I had a lot of things. I went back from the Lord is my shepherd. I was going to minister on that, and that's why I asked you, Brother Roger, to do that. But then I thought of us. We always can't figure out what God wants for us. But if we keep, again, our eyes on Him. And someone said, how do you know? Well, you know, sometimes, you know, are you hearing a voice? You know, it could be like I was telling Bob. It could be like sometimes you're going on a road and it's like you'll say, well, this is the way I want to go. But God's going to just put that little tingling up thinking, we better go this way. because there was a car accident or something was going on. And it was like, that's, you listen, and he'll, if you listen hard enough and you have the faith, which is hard for us to sometimes do, but we got to keep it. A lot of times we get down, and I do myself, I get upset and things of that sort, and I get sometimes maybe a little depressed, but again, we know who the prize is. The prize is Jesus Christ. So in closing, we can go ahead. Did you have anything else, brother? Because we're closing.
Yeah. No.
But in closing, I want to say the three things. God said that he would direct our steps, that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And he loves us with an everlasting love. So you want to keep your trust in him. Keep the faith. Make sure that you are beside him and he's beside you. Keep your eyes upon Jesus and he will take you through. What God says we can't, what we say we can't, God says we can. Amen, amen. Touched you. Keep playing, brother. I hope something that you got something good out of this service today. We appreciate everybody that has been a part of this, all the musicians, all those that have helped, all those that have prayed for us today. We love you in Jesus Christ. Let's remember our pastor and brother Matt. And we're going to start singing. Can you stand to your feet? Let's sing. Do you feel the sweet spirit of Jesus in here today? Got a little of my Baptist now, my whatever. I feel the anointing. From my head to my feet, I feel the goosebumps, as we used to call it. I'm so glad that he lives within my heart. When God says you can, you can.
Well, sing with us.
Us today. Praise God.
Praise.